Billions of people around the world are celebrating the Lunar New Year. Many Chinese know it as the Spring Festival, a time when the darkest days of winter give way to the year's first signs of new life. The 15-day holiday is also famous for its food. I spent a recent afternoon at the Pau Arts Center in Boston's Chinatown with Yu Yan Su.
Everybody call me Su.
She's a home cook and teaches a class here for people like me who don't know much about Chinese cooking. And today we're making a staple of the Chinese New Year, pork fried dumplings. So you have a corn husk here. You're taking the husks off.
Because it tastes more sweet.
We start with the filling, a mix of fresh corn and ground pork, a splash of chicken broth.
Very simple.
A pinch of chicken bouillon. Sometimes cooks will hide a gold coin or a white thread inside to symbolize longevity and wealth. We're skipping that choking hazard today. Sue stirs and stirs and stirs. And by the way, you're not just stirring that a little bit. You're really making sure that's really well mixed.
Because for me, I like most things handmade.
Do you think it turns out better because you're using your hand?
Yeah, you can feel it by your hand. Like, you feel it's soft or it's hard because you know.
You know. You can just touch it and know you've got it right.
Yeah. Yep, I think we're good.
Now it's time to fill the dumpling wrappers. They're little discs of dough where the pork filling goes. Sue buys packs of 50 and folds each one by hand.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is important. I'm starting to recognize this as a dumpling. You're folding the edges around.
Yeah.
Squeeze it together. It looks like a little half moon or a crescent moon. I give it a shot, but put too much meat inside. The dough won't stay together. That's not very good. But Sue's are perfect little pillows of meat and starch. We have to boil water to cook them, so there's time to talk. I ask about the Lunar New Year and how Yu Yan Su's been celebrating.
Actually, for the New Year Eve, after I had to go cook like 12 dishes.
12 dishes.
For my family.
For your family. Because food is a really important part of the celebration, isn't it?
Yes, because like in my family, we want to everybody to, at that day, or sit around the table, everybody together. That means for my family, it's New Year is together.
So the food is important, but really it's about getting the family together.
Together.
Now, this is the Year of the Pig.
Yes.
A lot of people will hear that and have no idea what that means. What does the Year of the Pig mean to you?
Everybody think the pig is it's big, right?
Big and fat.
It's big and fat. That means we always say that too, that people, oh, you're going to have the big and fat year. It's not only your body getting the big, that means your pocket.
Your pocket is getting big. You're getting wealthy.
Yes, wealthy and like money, everything, healthy, happiness, all come into your pocket.
So the Year of the Pig sounds good.
It's good. Yeah, it's good to us.
So let's talk about the food. Symbolism is very important in the Lunar New Year. What do these dumplings that we're making symbolize to you and to people in your culture?
Because we make all together with even the up to like 80 years old to the little boy or girl, we everybody join together.
Because you're making them with your little ones.
Yeah, little one or up to my grandpa and grandma. They were my grandpa is 92 years old. And then he's still joining with us, even like shaking the hand, but still it's one thing we're thinking is together, healthy.
What other foods are you eating this Lunar New Year?
Because I have my other family, they come from China to be us. They want to try, really eat something from here. Really from here, like Boston lobster, everything else.
Oh, you're feeding them lobster for the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, lobster, of course, we always have the chicken. Because the chicken is very important for the New Year. That we stay healthy for the end of the year.
How long have you been living in the United States?
14 years.
14 years. So you've spent a lot of these Lunar New Years in China.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to celebrate here as opposed to home, because I've spent some holidays abroad living in different countries, and they never feel exactly the same as they do at home. What's it like here?
Oh, it feels different. First, it's a really big holiday. They're going to have like 2 weeks day off.
2 weeks off?
Yes.
Lots of travel.
a lot of traffic, and then it's very difficult to get one ticket to take the bus or take the airplane to home. And then you're going to see a lot of people waiting on the station everywhere. New Year for them is get to the family together. Doesn't matter you are like what in New Hampshire, everything, you got to come. Mm-hmm.
And that's why your family comes from China to visit you in the United States.
Yeah. Everybody healthy, sit down. You can eat, you can talk, you can laughing. It's together.
By now, Sue's taken our dumplings from the boiling water. She's tossed them into a pan with canola oil to sizzle till they're golden brown.
You want to get yours?
The one I made? Amateur, at best. The pork is bursting out from a hole in the fried dough. That's my little one. I'm embarrassed by it. It's going to taste good, though.
Yeah, taste the same.
Before we eat, Yu Yan Su shares a New Year's wish with me. She says it means she hopes this next year is filled with as much health and happiness as the one that just ended. And with that, I dig in.
It's very hot, but it's delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You.
My first dumpling in the year of the pig, and I am feeling rich indeed.